From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Iran, prisoners swapped and sanctions lifted. Iran released 5 incarcerated Americans, and the United States pardoned 7 Iranians in a swap that followed lifting most of the international sanctions against Iran on Saturday after the UN nuclear agency certified that Iran had met all the requirements of a deal reached last year with world powers. 3 of the freed U.S. citizens arrived in Europe from Tehran on Sunday. Sarah Hekmati is the sister of freed prisoner Amir Hekmati.
I'm in a fog. This is, like, surreal. I am still in disbelief. And honestly, everything just happened so quickly that I don't think it'll hit me until I'm hugging him.
VOA's Latika Hoke has more.
The 3 freed Americans stopped in Geneva on the way to Germany Sunday. Former Marine Amir Hekmati spent more than 4 years in prison on spying charges, and Saeed Abedini, a Christian pastor, had been in prison since July 2012 for religious activity. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, in jail over 500 days, was convicted of spying last November. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed their release. Earlier Sunday, 7 Iranian men walked free from detention in the United States. President Obama explained their release in a speech Sunday.
In a reciprocal humanitarian gesture, 6 Iranian Americans and 1 Iranian serving sentences or awaiting trial in the United States are being granted clemency.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz blasted the release of Iranian prisoners as part of the deal. Slaritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi police say 3 Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials have said that they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans, although Washington has not confirmed that they were in fact abducted. This is VOA News. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more overnight on Friday. The statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to improve health care and increase economic opportunities in Burkina Faso. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojali was killed on Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for Voice of America. Mr. Mojali has been reporting for VOA since October, focusing on the human impact of the war in Yemen, often seeking out the most vulnerable victims. Meanwhile, those Saudi-led airstrikes killed at least 15 policemen in the Yemeni capital overnight, adding to a death toll of nearly 6,000 people since Riyadh began its military campaign against the Houthi militia. The attack on police headquarters wounded dozens more people. Rescue efforts were underway for survivors trapped under the debris of the building. Delegates from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan gathered in Kabul on Monday to figure out how to end violence in Afghanistan. Aisha Tanzim reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
This is the voice of Afghanistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salahuddin Rabbani, opening a meeting in Kabul Monday of what is formally called the Quadrilateral Coordination Group of Afghanistan. Rabbani emphasized drawing red lines for an effective roadmap to peace. While we understand achieving a lasting peace would require patience and determination, Rabbani said, it is equally important to keep in mind that the Afghan public will not accept an open-ended process without tangible results. Rabbani also called on all Taliban groups to accept the call for peace through dialogue. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
So far, none of the Taliban groups have indicated a willingness to engage in the process. Americans across the country are pausing today to observe the federal holiday marking the birthday of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King became the central figure of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, inspiring millions with his famous I Have a Dream speech during the 1963 March on Washington. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, the same year a landmark civil rights bill was signed by President Johnson. Dr. King was assassinated on April 4, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, where he traveled to assist striking African-American garbage workers who were seeking equal pay. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.